This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Moore.
In San Luis Obispo, bars, breweries, and wine tasting venues are closing their doors after the city issued temporary restrictions for the 4th of July holiday. KCBX's Angel Russell spoke to local bar owners about the closure order and how that may affect other businesses.
Bars in San Luis Obispo will be serving up their last drinks Thursday, with the city ordering them to shut their doors this weekend. Billy Hales, owner of 14 bars and restaurants along the Central Coast, says he was already planning on closing his bars Frog and Peach, the Library, McCarthy's, and Bulls in downtown SLO before the order even came down.
Especially with all the fireworks and stuff closed down, I think people are still coming over to the Central Coast for the weekend. Those are the people that are coming from some of the areas where the testing is a little bit higher. And so our staff expressed concerns, and rightfully so. So we just figured it's better to kind of play it safe and go that route.
Although city officials say bars in SLO can reopen on Monday if they operate at 25% capacity, Hales says he's not sure if he will reopen them then.
These decisions are made by people who have no clue about how these businesses work. And 25% is pretty much, it's not worth opening. It's a numbers game. You've got an occupancy of 100 and you can only have 25 people in there. At some point, it just doesn't pencil.
Businesses in Pismo were already expecting an influx of tourists, but now they expect even more, with closures in effect in neighboring counties.
Especially since so many beaches have been closed, but yet our beaches are open. We expect to see a lot of people in Pismo.
Deborah Rivera, manager at Brad's Restaurant in downtown Pismo, says they're ready to handle the crowds.
We're not nervous. We'll just go with the flow.
Although San Luis Obispo has ordered wineries to also close, most of the wine tasting rooms neighboring the city are in Edna Valley. And Clint Grubb, tasting room manager at Wolf Vineyards, expects most, if not all, wineries to stay open.
We're outdoors. We're on a hill. If you've ever been to the Edna Valley, you know that it's rare when it's not breezy up here. My staff is entirely masked up. Full honesty, if we didn't feel this was safe, we wouldn't be operating.
Reporting in San Luis Obispo, I'm Angel Russell.